Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Rub Draw, your Raw recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live. The number to call in is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. We're talking about the Go Home Raw for Battleground tonight. I'm Chris Fox, and I'll be your host on this week's installment. Tonight on our panel, we have former WCW superstar and current Trans-South heavyweight champion, Stro, the maestro of wrestling. How are you doing tonight, Stro?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Great to be here.
Cool. And we have Dan from Hell in a Cell Talk Radio at HIACTalkRadio.com. Are you there, Dan? He'll be right back. Well, we're talking about the Go Home Raw for Battleground. There wasn't a whole lot new going on tonight. We had mostly just furthering the current feuds going on. We had John Cena starting out the show tonight. Hey, Dan, are you there now?
I am here, folks.
Welcome, Dan. This is Dan from Hell in a Cell Talk Radio at HIAC.talkradio.com. How are you doing tonight, Dan?
I am ecstatic. I am happier than a pig in mud right now. Let's get down to it. The nitty-gritty.
All right, let's get into it. Like I was saying that John Cena started out the show. Him and Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns came down. They talked a bit. John Cena kind of shilled the network some more. Well, tonight the main event was John Cena, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose versus Orton, Kane, and Rollins. And on the Titantron, we had Dean Ambrose cutting a promo until he was attacked by Orton, Kane, and Rollins. And I really enjoyed this segment. They just beat the crap out of him for a long while. And then Dean Ambrose just said, "Is that all you got?" And then Rollins gave him the curb stomp. Stro, how did you like this segment? Did you like the Dean Ambrose's stuff as much as I did?
Oh, yeah, it was a very vicious beatdown, for sure, and it was kind of interesting seeing Ambrose even towards the end egging him on. He's like, "That's the best you got." You know, that was a good line in itself. But what I was wondering is, and I'm sure some others were too, is you had Cena and Reigns in the ring, and all this was going on for a good few minutes with the beatdown and everything. I was wondering why didn't Reigns or Cena come out and help them out, especially if they're going to be partners later on that night in the six-man tag.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was reading along on a forum, people's comments as the show was going on. I think they said that the people at the show said that Reigns and Cena did run up the ramp, but I guess they just didn't make it in time. So, yeah, that would have looked really bad if Cena and Reigns were just hanging out in the ring watching Dean getting his ass kicked. But, yeah, I really like that. Is that all you got? It just made him seem more badass. And so when I saw him say that, I was like, wow, I think he's going to be a star. Dan, how did you feel about the segment?
You know what? It was one of the best beatdowns I've ever seen a guy take. It was a segment. It had my attention to start the show off. It was great, and again, you can't say anything more about that angle or that segment. The line at the end, "Is that all you got?" Then to the curb stomp. It was fantastic, and that was again one of the best beatings I've ever seen a guy take, and I will gladly stay away and not be on the other end of one of those.
I agree. Yeah, it just kind of went on for a while. They said that Ambrose got injured and went to the hospital afterwards. I'm sorry, Dan, were you saying something?
It reminds me of another Monday Night Beatdown, and it touches upon Stro and I talk about this every week at WCW Retro on the VOC Nation Thursday nights at 9:30. There was a classic beatdown. This was NWO version 2 when the Wolfpack and the White and Black got back together, and it was a opening segment. It was one the beginning of 1999 when Nitro, for some reason, was doing those weird vignettes before they had any wrestling, and it was just Flair being driven into a field in a limo, and he was basically jumped by like 20 dudes in the NWO, and they just it was literally 10 minutes of them just waffle the shit out of him. Pardon my French. The crap out of him for 10 minutes.
So this is a different segment than the time he got left out in the desert? No, I think it was a later Nitro when that happened.
That was a later Nitro. I believe that was late 99, but the Filthy Animals brought him out to the desert. Yes, I remember. They covered him up in sand. That might have even been Philly. I'm not sure. It couldn't have been Philly if it was a desert.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, Dan. Are you still there?
No, go ahead. I was finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you got cut off there. No, I was just saying that speaking of Flair did make an appearance on this Raw towards the end. We may save him for a little bit later, though. We had a few matches that included guys that are going to be in the Intercontinental Championship Battle Royal coming up. We had Sheamus versus Miz. Miz is doing his new Hollywood gimmick where he's kind of protecting his face, and now he has a Titantron with his face on it through the duration of his matches now. I'm just glad he's a heel because he's just not a very likable face at all. Stroa, how do you feel about Miz? Because personally, I think he's all right as a heel, but as a face, there's just something about him where I cannot support the guy at all as a face.
One common factor that I noticed tonight in tonight's program was the fact that, I mean, you had guys like The Miz and Ziggler and Alberto Del Rio, who seemed to be in the funk as of late, all three guys picking up big wins, in which, Miz, first off, got a big win over Sheamus tonight, that's great for him. It's a lot of momentum leading to the Battleground Battle Royal for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, especially since Jericho came back and he's kind of been getting some losses there. Dan, do we have a caller on the line?
I believe we do have a caller on the line. Caller, you are on the air, my friend. Hello, caller? And no.
Oh,
we lost.
Too bad. Well, we were talking about the Miz got a win tonight, and Del Rio, that's right. Del Rio got a win tonight from Rob Van Dam, one with the cross arm bar. The one that I want to talk about is Cesaro. Cesaro's been on a losing streak for I don't know how long now. Tonight he lost to Big E. Dan, what's going on with Cesaro?
I think it's just leading up to something big where eventually it's going to a big blowout and he'll finally get his day. I hope so. I hope they haven't given up on him that quick. I refuse to believe that. I think it's just circumstance, and eventually he's gonna get it, and he's going to get the title, the Intercontinental title. And as Stro was saying, back to the Miz thing, I said it before. He's one of my favorites, and he's always been, and he still is. I'm elated that he's gone back to heel. I'm elated he's getting some ground covered, it seems like, that they didn't forget about him, and I'm very happy about that. So I'm glad that went the way it went. I wouldn't mind seeing him win the title, him or Cesaro at this point. I don't think this is just my lowly opinion. I don't think he should have ever been taken out of the around the main event picture, but that's just how I feel.
Well, I think you might be the only person I know that has Miz as one of their favorites. When was his title run? 2010?
So.
Yeah, he's kind of fell out of favor with kind of like the internet, like wrestling nerd fan. So, but I mean, like I was saying before, as a heel, like I dig him. He's fine as a heel, but as a face, just I don't know. Maybe there's something about his face where you just just unlikable guy, an unlikable looking guy.
You just want to punch him in his nose.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it works that way.
We had Fandango versus Dolph Ziggler. I guess on SmackDown, I missed this because I don't watch SmackDown. I mostly watch Raw in the pay-per-views. But Layla and Summer Rae have both ditched Fandango and are now just friends, hooked up like friends with each other, and now they kind of hooked up with Dolph Ziggler. So I guess they're going to be valets for him from now on. I don't know if this feud's going to continue. So, Stro, do you have any thoughts about this feud at all? It's kind of not high up there in the ranking of feuds going on, but it's something going on Raw.
Yeah, it's kind of going all kinds of crazy directions. Now the valets are now friends, and they both turned on Fandango. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see where that goes. And now the sudden interest with Dolph Ziggler at the end, you know, that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Dolph Ziggler picked up a win tonight. Maybe they got some plans for him after this feud, so hopefully. And, well, the Usos got attacked by the Wyatts, so we're going to have that match at Battleground. Hopefully this will wrap up the feud. They've had good matches, but it's been stretched out for way too long. We've seen them fight too many times. Dan, are the Wyatts going to get the belts now, you think?
I like to see them have a run. I enjoy the Usos. I love those guys, and I love the feud. There's not many other. What the hell are you gonna do? Put them against Ryback? I mean, there's not much else to work with. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Is how I live on that one.
Yeah, we need some more like lower level tag teams because we just got the same ones and they just fight each other over and over again. We had Stardust and Goldust hanging out in the back again. So at least we're... Oh, I'm sorry?
I was saying, I don't care what anybody says, and I'll use that phrase in a little while on one of the subjects for saying, I love those guys. I love Stardust. It cracks me up to know that Dusty really screwed these two up.
Yeah, I wish he would bring back Dusty just for some segments where he just shakes his head, like, exactly what you said, like, where did I go wrong with these kids?
that reminds me of the one of the countdown shows with Dusty when he's talking about Disco Inferno.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's a Disco Inferno, holy, bleep. Oh, I about fell out.
But it hated Disco Inferno. Is that me?
Oh, what was that, Dan? What about Disco?
I said, am I the only one that ever hated that guy?
I kind of hate him there at the end. Like, when he first debuted, well, not debuted, I don't know exactly when he debuted, but when I was watching Nitro, like, he would bring out the... like the sketch of how to do his move, like the reverse figure four or something, he'd always screw it up. I thought that was entertaining. But the stuff with the NWO Wolfpack and the Filthy Animals and the Disco Duck, I wasn't that big of a fan of.
How about Damian Sandow plugging Sonic tonight?
Oh, yeah. We got Adam Rose stealing his Sonic. I heard that Santino has retired. I don't know if they're going to give me kind of send-off or anything, but it looks like Santino is retired from these comedy segments, so maybe Damian Sandow and Adam Rose are now the official WWE Raw comedy team.
That segment really made me uncomfortable. I get it's funny, and I understand, but I don't know what Sandow did and who he slept with or who he pissed off. I don't know. That's just weird to me. Adam, I mean, they're for what it's worth and whatever that gimmick meant to you, or in, and I mean that generally, they're slamming that one down pretty hard in my eye, and that's why I don't work in wrestling, because it's just my opinion. They're slamming that gimmick down really hard, really fast, in my eye.
Speaking of, like, you know, like besties, you know, I mean, we've seen this relationship going on with AJ Lee and Jade, and it's like, you know, even though, you know, they're coming off as friends, you can still see a lot of tension there. You still, you know, a very uncomfortable scenario with those two.
Yeah, that seems kind of weird, because they're already going to have a match battleground, so it's kind of you think that they would stretch this out a little longer, like this friendship thing they have going on. So,
well, yeah, Paige rather. Sorry, that's a Jade.
Yeah,
Paige. Paige.
Yeah, like last week, was it last week or the week before they were teaming, and now they're just, Paige was at the commentary desk while AJ was wrestling. Who did she wrestle? Oh, Eva Marie. But yeah, like, I thought they would kind of stretch this out longer, but maybe they're going to blow it off at Battleground, so I don't know what's going on. But we're about 15 to the hour, so I guess we better – I'm sorry, Dan?
I was going to say, I almost had to mute that segment. Well, actually, I did – my fiance grabbed the remote and muted that segment, because if she explained what frenemy meant one more time, I was going to drive down there to Richmond.
Well, you see, Dan, a frenemy – is an enemy that's also a friend.
Shut up.
We can explain it like 12 more times if you didn't, you know, understand quite. I'm sure Stroke can bring you up with speed on it too. But they did repeat it ad nauseum. So I guess we better take our break now. When we return, we'll be talking about Flair coming back and the main event and a certain somebody that made their sort of debut on Raw tonight. We'll be back after these messages.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Peggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Welcome back to Rub Draw, your Raw recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live. The number to call in is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. That was Sting's theme. Thanks, Dan. And we had Sting making his first appearance on Raw tonight in a commercial for a video game. Even though it was just a commercial for a video game, were you excited to see Sting on WWE television?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anybody who's a Sting fan would be elated. I mean, Sting is, you know, one of the most popular professional wrestlers in the history of the business. And now to see him on one of the upcoming WWE video games, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, not only is he, like, really one of the more popular wrestlers of all time, he's a guy that's never been on WWE before, so... Even just to see him in a commercial, I thought that was really cool to see. Dan, what are your thoughts?
I'm sorry. I don't think it's any secret. He is my favorite wrestler. Everybody, who's your favorite wrestler? Other than the Stro, of course, is Sting. And
I'm honored. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's a big accolade. I don't care what anybody says. No, I'm kidding. Listen, I will not get my hopes up as far as I would love to see him involved. And people criticize him. He's been around. He passed his time, blah, blah, blah. But we got Flair an extra 10 years with the same old match, and nobody questions that legend or his ability, period. Just don't talk. I'm kidding. The Crow Sting. Would I love to see him on TV? I would love to. But this, I held no cards. I had no expectations other than the video game. I knew it was going to be the video game. Something similar to exactly what happened with the Warrior last year. Right around the same time, they announced that he was going to be back as far as the video game. And that evolved, we found out, into something later. So... I'm excited. It was great. I can't believe I keep bringing her up, but one of the things my fiance and I have in common is we've been watching wrestling since we were children. And she looked at me, the commercial aired, and the first thing she said to me, she goes, "That's why Sting should have signed with WWE 10 years ago."
I really like the commercial, the orchestra, the everybody with their face painted, the music. That would have been such a cool, like, debut vignette or something. But it just kind of sucks that it's just for a video game. I'm sure it's cool that he's on the video game. But I want Sting on WWE TV. I don't know if you want him to have a match or have some kind of role, but I just would like to just the debut of Sting would just be cool with me. From what I've heard, it sounds like the hang-up is just that they just haven't come to an agreement. Sting is he's not with TNA anymore, so hopefully they can work something out. Maybe they can get a Legends deal. Maybe they can get him in the Hall of Fame for next year. That would be cool. But, yeah, I thought the commercial was pretty cool. This reminded me of sometime in the early 2000s, I just remember a commercial, and it had Bret the Hitman Hart's music, and it just kicked on. It was Bret Hart's video. It was during WWE Raw, and it's like you got really excited, but it was just a commercial for a soundtrack anthology. Do you remember that, anybody? Or I just remember that was really mean of a commercial. It was like, wow, you think Bret Hart's coming out, but no, it's just a commercial for a CD.
The other thing is they have, if you go to WWE Shop, they do have the Sting Scorpion authentic T-shirt. So there's a little more than there is a little more than just a video game deal going on here. And it might just be merchandise. I know one of the stipulations of a Legends contract is, and then we'll move on. I know part of the Legends contract is you get a certain amount of kickback for the merchandise. So, like I said, we'll see where this goes. I, for one, am a happy kid.
We're just one step closer to Sting coming back. Let's see what else we had. Before the main event, well, other than the main event, I guess, the only thing I can think of is Nikki Bella. She's continuing the feud with Stephanie, and Stephanie is putting her in a handicap match since Brie quit and said that I'm putting you in these handicap matches since your sister quit and she can't help you. So I'm thinking this is probably the way they're going to end up bringing her back so they can feud. Stro, do you think the same thing? Do you think this is like their way of getting Brie to come back, like have a storyline going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking too. It's the fact that, you know, they're continuing on with the whole Stephanie Nikki thing on television, and then she keeps bringing up the fact that because of her sister, she's doing all this to her and everything. And I think it's that eventually leads into, you know, Brie's return.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for maybe at the pay per view, maybe the week after, like have just Brie come out and just jump Stephanie from the crowd or something. And end up leading into a match somehow. I don't know. Dan, do you have any thoughts on the subject?
Quite frankly, I the only thing I'd love to say is I would love to see Stephanie wrestle again. She was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's been a while since she's wrestled. I can't even remember her last match she's been in. Maybe versus Vince back years ago. But
all I know
yeah,
is
the main
ever be in so. Much better shape, so I think she can go right back to it.
Yeah, I think so. Before the main event, we had Ric Flair come out, and this kind of confused me. It's like they kind of did this with Ric Flair a few months ago where he came out and kind of threw his support behind the Shield versus Evolution, and it was just kind of, I don't know, it's like they don't really have a plan for him. They just have him come out, get a pop, and then that's it. They don't work him into any storylines, and they don't really use him for too much. Stro, how do you feel about them using Flair this way? Do you think that they have a long-term plan with him this time, or is it just using him to put over Cena just because they're in Richmond, Virginia?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, there seems to be a pattern here with Flair, you know, with the, him endorsing the Shield not too long ago, and now with this recent promo tonight, which, you know, Roman Reigns came out and he shook Roman Reigns' hand, that sign of respect. So, you know, even though it seems to be like a sporadic thing, there may be a story lead into this down the road.
I thought I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But, no, I was saying, like, I was thinking they might be building to something because they're talking about Cena now being the 15-time champion, and they introduced Flair as the 16-time champion. So I'm thinking maybe they might have some kind of thing going on. I don't know if – I have a hard time seeing Flair playing a heel right now, but maybe to stop Cena from tying his record. But, Dan, what do you think?
I'm not sure how to feel about this. I think time will tell. the Flair thing, I like they're using him. I mean, the guy is an absolute legend, period. You could say what you want about it. He was amazing. And, you know, he's had a rough patch recently. You know, you should never have to find your son dead anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of, it's very admirable that they're picking that up and say, you know what, come back to us. We can use you. We can pay you. We'll take care of you the best we can. And it's Ric Flair. Come on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even if you just want him to come out, just get a pop, say hello to the fans. I mean, that's all you need, really, if you just want to do that. Because, I mean, heck, he's Ric Flair. But we had the main event tonight. We had Cena and Roman Reigns versus Orton, Rollins, and Kane because Ambrose was hospitalized. I was kind of expecting him to make a run-in, like just at the end, like we didn't think he was there, but he made it anyway, but that did not happen. Instead, Cena and Reigns won by DQ tonight, and we kind of had a brawl with everybody, and Reigns stood tall. I was reading reports that sounds like Seth Rollins may have injured himself tonight, his leg or knee, but hopefully he's all right and still can make the pay-per-view, and it was nothing serious. But do you have any thoughts on the show, this main event for you going into Battleground?
It was a pretty solid main event, and you know, like I said, I hope Seth Rollins is okay and didn't suffer an injury, you know, with his knee and all. But it set up for the main event quite nicely, and you know, Randy Orton got a lot of heat going in, and along with mm-hmm. Kane, and you know, of course, John Cena and Roman Reigns in the mix, and with Roman Reigns, you know, standing tall at the end. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens, you know, with this main event and where it goes leading, you know, mm-hmm. to the months ahead.
Yeah. Dan, who was your pick for the coming out of pay-per-view with the championship on Sunday?
Oh, man. I think they're going to keep it on Cena. I'm just going to pick Cena.
Yeah, that sounds like the way to go since they're talking about plan Bs and plan Cs. So it sounds like they're going to keep – my idea, yeah, they would be keeping on Cena, and maybe we'll see maybe Brock Lesnar getting involved since I hear he's coming back for SummerSlam.
I agree with you guys. I'm going with Cena also.
Cool. Stro, do you have any plugs for us since we're about out of time?
Yes. This Saturday, July 19th, at the Peach Festival in Gaffney, South Carolina, I'll be defending Trans-South Wrestling Heavyweight Championships against Jake the Snake Roberts. On that card will be the Rock and Roll Express, Far Tommy Rich, Dr. Tom Pritchard, George South, and a lot more. And for more info on what's happening with the Stro and movies, which I just did an episode of Sleepy Hollow, which will be airing a new season starting September 22nd. So check that out. And for all info on me, the movies, and wrestling, what have you, I check my official website at www.thestro.com.
Nice. Dan, do you have any plugs for us?
I do. Wednesday night, like every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, HIC.radio.com, your latest on pro wrestling, Raw, and the latest on MMA, and of course, Thursday right here on the VOC Nation, VOCNation.com, the Stro and I, and Derek McDonald, for WCW Retro.
That pretty much does it for tonight's Rubbed Raw. Join us next week. We'll see you all later. Thanks.